today's mitzvah is mitzvah Kuf Yutes, mitzvah 119, the mitzvah of salting the karbanos, mitzvah melichas hakarbanos. Connects to yesterday's isser, which was the isser of bringing a karban without salt. We spoke about the different aspects of the isser and why does one get malchus and in anias b'makam ashiras. Today we'll talk about some of the lumdis behind the mitzvahs, asay, and also some of the hashkafa, which relates to the mitzvah of salting, which we said we would talk about today. So says the chinuch. Lahakrav melach al kol karbanas, the mitzvah is to bring salt on all karbanas, klomar, sheyitin melach bibsar hakarban, to put salt on the meat, the flesh of the karban, v'chein bekamach hamanachas, and also with flour. So all karbanas, karbanas mincha, karbanas zevach, they all get salted. Shneemar al kol karban chatakrav melach, on all your karbanas, well, you shall have salt. Many of the achronim point out a briska rav in Maseches Menachos, which comes up with a chiddush related to the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam in Shorish Yud Beis seems to contradict himself within one Shorish. First, the Rambam says that the mitzvah of Malicha is counted as a separate mitzvah zaseh. It's not just part of the avodah of all the other karbanas. The Rambam counts karban chatas, karban asham, karban ola. So I might have thought that salting is just part of the avodah. You don't count every single aspect of the avodah. So one might have thought that the Rambam says no. Mitzvah Malicha counts as a separate mitzvah. Ve'ein zachelek b'maisa ha'ola oshar karbanas. Tekivan duhu noig b'chol karbanas. Right, it's noig b'chol karbanas. It's a separate mitzvah zaseh. That's the Rambam. But later on, in that same Shorish, the Rambam is metameh. He wonders how the Bahag could count separate mitzvos of Yitzika, Belila, Melicha. All these separate aspects of the Karban Mincha, which we discussed a couple of days ago when we did Mincha. But the Bahag counts separately pouring the oil on and mixing it and salting. How can you count that separately? What do you mean? The Rambam just said you do count Melicha separately. So how could he say here, he argues on the Bahag and he says, no, how could you count Melicha separately? The Rambam himself counts it separately. That's the question that the Brisker Rav is trying to answer. So the Brisker Rav in Menachos on Daf Samach Zayin says as follows. There are two dinim when it comes to the mitzvah of Melichas HaKarbanos. One is a general mitzvah of Melicha. All Karbanos have to be Nimla. All of them have to be salted. Chada mitzvah limloach HaKarbanos. V'lech l'mazek ha-Menachos. And also Melachos are included in this. It says, I'll call Karban Chatak Melach. On every one of your karbanos, you have to bring with salt. And this is a chelek. V'din melicha zu lo havi chelek mimaisa ha'olo shar karbanos. And this part one, type one of melicha, is a general din that applies to all karbanos and therefore is counted separately. The maisa melicha of a karban. But then, says the Griz, there's a separate mitzvah specifically when it comes to mincha. V'chol karban minchascha ba'melach timlach. It's a din that a mincha needs to be hukrav after being salted. B'din melicha zu melicha hu me etzem ha-mincha. Part of the definition of the mincha is to have its nimlach. And that's different. And that's what the Rambam is bothered by. The Rambam says earlier in the Shorish that there's a general mitzvah zaseh melicha that applies to all karbanos. That's fine. But then there's a separate element of melicha when it comes to a karban mincha, just like there are other elements specific to a karban mincha, like the belila, like the yitzika. All of those, ask the Rambam on the Bahag, how can you count that separately? The Rambam understands the Bahag as counting the separate, unique element of melichas mincha separately. Says the Griz, I don't understand why he does that. That's the two aspects of melicha. Melicha is kol karbanas, and melicha specifically by a mincha, where the Torah Shebechsav states the mitzvah of melicha. This chilek could also explain the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam, which is going to be referred to later in the chinuch, the Rambam says, "What if I do bring a karban without melicha? I don't do melicha, so I violated the mitzvah lo saseh, like I said yesterday, and I might even get malchus." The Rambam and the chinuch that we discussed yesterday say you get malchus if you bring a karban without salting it. But is the karban kosher or not? That's the kasha. So if you look in the chinuch that we'll see in a few minutes, the chinuch is going to say, based on the Rambam, it depends. All other karbanos, non-mincha, the karban is kosher, even if one doesn't salt it. But if somebody brings a mincha without salting it, that is not only nisa daraisa, that passels the karban. And all the mafarshim, the Kesa Mishnah asks the Rambam, where's the Rambam get it from? If you look in Maseches Menachos, it seems like all karbanos are compared, all karbanos are learned out from mincha. So some suggest, but mincha is the source, and all the other karbanos are the application of the din. But the question is, so what? But if you learn out the din from Mincha, it should have the same din. So explain the Achronim based on this brisker rav. No, it fits in beautifully. By all the other karbanos, it's a mitzvah, it's a say of Malichas karbanos. So if you don't do it, you didn't do the mitzvah, fine, but the karban is still kosher. Mashenkin, when it comes to Mincha, there's a separate din of Malicha that's part of the definition of the Mincha. And therefore, without it, it could be puzzle. And it will be puzzle if you don't do the Malicha. That could be the difference between other karbanos and the karban mincha. So that is said. That's the brisker rav in Menachas on Daf Samach Zayin. Okay, well, hopefully we'll get back to that and add on to that in a couple of minutes. But let's continue now. Says the Sefer Chinuch, Karamayinu b'mitzvahs binyan habayis. Let's get into some of the Ashkafa behind the mitzvah. Ki mishar shei mitzvahs ha-karban lahachshir lahayshir nefesh ha-makrivoso. As we've said many times, says the Chinuch, the purpose of a karban is to inspire and to give messages to the person bringing it. V'yal kein lo'over nafsho shal ha-makriv nitz, and therefore to awaken the soul of the makriv, the one who's bringing it, nitztave b'hakrovas dvarim ha-tovim v'ha-arevim v'ha-chavivim alav. Therefore, one has to bring items that are beloved to a person. Tovim v'arevim. If you bring something disgusting that you don't even care about, so you don't, well, we won't feel like we're giving something. And we won't feel the inspiration. But if I bring something that is good and sweet and beloved, and I give that, so that'll affect me more. And therefore, v'hamelech bo gamkein mi'asharash hazeh, salting is connected to this. Why? The Chiddush mentions two ideas. Kedei shiyeh osa pula shlema, lo techsa l'fiyan hagas adam davar. We don't want anything to be lacking. Ki oz yis'ore libo elav yoser. Why? Why will we be inspired with salting? Ki kol davar mi b'li melech lo ye'arav l'ish. If something is not salted, so then it is not beloved and is not tasty to a person. It doesn't taste good, it doesn't smell good, and therefore we know we always need salt on things. Some people, pass the salt, we always need salt. So salting always makes things taste good, and therefore every carbon should be something that tastes good so that we feel like we're giving something valuable. Number one. Number two, umilvadze, yesh b'melech in yinache romeiz. The salt also has another element. Ki ha-melech mekayim kol davar. Salting is mekayim, helps everything last. Umatzil ala hefzid v'arikavon. And it prevents decay. And it prevents rotting. How do we make hide into leather? You salt it. You heavily salt it. How do you make cucumbers into pickles to last longer? You salt it. Salting keeps things going forever. Not forever, but for a long time. V'chein b'maisah carbon, and so too the carbon. Yinatzel ha'adam and hefzid. A carbon is keeping a person going. Instead of being punished himself, the person brings a substitute, brings a tmura as a karban, like we spoke about many times, the Ramban, beginning of Vayikra, arguing on the Ramban, we're supposed to feel as if our blood is being spilled, and we're being hukrav. And therefore, the karban, in essence, is keeping us going. And therefore, salting is something that preserves in general, so therefore the carbon with its salt is preserving us. V'tishamer nafsho v'tishar kayamos la'ad, and we will be able to last forever and last for a longer time. Those are two ideas. Again, number one, to make it tasty so that we are inspired by giving something tasty. And number two, it is what preserves, and we are preserved with the carbon. A couple of other ideas. The Rambam, as he writes many times, say it again here, the Rambam says, Ov the Avodah Zarah never put salt on their karbanos. And therefore, we are dafke mitzuveh to put salt on our karbanos. Again, connecting it. We always have a bidyeva type of approach. How could the Rambam say this? But it all fits in. The Rambam says it 35 times. But it's amazing that it all fits in to exactly be parallel against the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So that's the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, Chelek Gimel Simim Nem Vav, where he talks about a lot of it. The Rabbeinu Bachai on this pasuk quotes the Rambam. First, he quotes the idea of the Chinuch, that we don't want to give something that is bland to the Beis HaMikdash. Shelo yeh der kavod b'karban Hashem, she tafel mibli melach. Number one. Number two, he quotes the Rambam. Ki minag ovdi gachavim laharchik melach minach karbanos umoasimbo. It's disgusting to them. Velo yakrivu klal mebnesha melach bolea hadam. They want to have a lot of blood in their karbanos, and the melach soaks up the blood. Vaharchiku kadei shelo yeilich afilu tibash aldam liibud. Kol kacha yinim shachin achar madim v'kol chosav. It's all connected to madim, the constellation of Mars, v'chulu. But then he quotes his own pshat. V'al derech ha-medrish yesh bo biur l'derech ha-kabbalah. Says the Rabbeinu Bachai, it goes back to to the original splitting of the waters. Bris krusa lamelach misheses yimei breishes. There was a special treaty that Hashem made with the salt for maisa breishes. Shehuv techumayim atachtonim likar b'melach v'nisach hamayim b'chag. Because if you remember, the Medrash says that when Hashem split the waters into the upper waters and the lower waters, the upper waters were happy. The lower waters complained to Hashem. We're all down here. What are we going to do? We're not serving you. We're so far from you. And and that's what the Bali Machshava says, that's the tide. The tide is the waters trying to go back up, trying to get close. Every time the tide goes and goes back, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a gvul. Like we say in Barchi Nafshi, gvul samta bal yavorun, bal yishuv al chasas haaretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a gvul that the water can't, but the water is yearning to come back up. So a complaint to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What about us? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry about it. I'm going to give you a chance. Salt and water. That's what the ocean is made of. Salt. You're going to be able to be brought for every carbon. They're going to have to put salt on the carbon and you're going to come up to me. And Nisach HaMayim, on Sukkos, the Avoda is going to be done with water. Nisach HaMayim special on the Chag. And that's where the promise was given to the water. So that's a third idea, or a fourth idea. Two in the Chinuch, one in the Rambam, and the fourth in the Sefer, in Rabbeinu Bachai, who tells us that it's connected to the original Maisa Bereishis water. V'chein amru b'medrash, then he quotes another medrash, mayim atachtonim nikru mayim bochim. The lower waters are called the crying waters. V'lama nikru mayim bochim. Why are they called the crying waters? Ki b'shah shechalak HaKadosh Baruch Hu es hamayim, nasan elo l'malo ve'elo l'mata, hischilu mayim atachtonim bochim. That's why they're crying. V'zeo shakasuv mivchi naharos chavash. Then he quotes, Oyelanu shlo zachinu lalos l'malo, lios krovim lios reinu. Ma asu, heizu panemu, baku tomos, ubikshu lalos, ashagar ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no. But then Hashem responds to them, ho, v'lechvodi asisan, kolkach, ein lem rishus l'mayim el yonim l'mashira, chiyitlu rishus mikem. V'chulu, it talks about the medrash. One final medrash, he quotes at the end, v'o darshu b'makam acher, Rav Shavel writes, we don't know where this medrash is. But he goes another medrash. Ha'olam kulo, shlisho, midbar, shlisho yishuv, shlisho yam. The world is split up into three. Not geographically, because water covers most of the land, but in a certain metaphoric way, a third of the land is desert, a third is populated areas, and a third is yam. Amad yam lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the yam stands in front of Hashem and says, Amar lefanav, Ribono shel Olam, b'midbar nitna Torah. The desert got the Torah. B'yishuv, Har Sinai was in the desert. B'yishuv nivne beis hamikdash. In the yishuv, the beis hamikdash was built. Ani matehe alai. What should be about me? Amalei. Asidin Yisrael sheyakrivu melach al gabi hamizbeach. Melach is every carbon. Every carbon has salt on it, so the salt is going to serve a purpose, is going to be brought to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have a couple of ideas. We have the Chinuch, we have the Rambam, we have Rabbeinu Bachai, and it's a bris melach. Special treaty that was made with the salt, and we'll get to, hopefully, salt on our tables in a couple of minutes. Let's continue, though, now with the Sefer HaChinuch. Midini HaMitzvah, Masha Amru Zachronim Levracha. Some of the halachas of the mitzvah, what it says, what we said yesterday, and also adding. All karbanos are salted before they go up. So not exactly the case, not all, some elements, some karbanos are salted on top. We mentioned yesterday there are three places where the salt was held. There was some in the lishka, that's where the kohanim salted the skins. There was some on the ramp, that's what the chinuch is talking about. But then there's another pile of salt on top of the mizbeach. And that's where the komets and the minchas kohanim and some of the other items were salted. There's nothing, says the chinuch, that's brought in the mizbeach without salt. Chutz. Except for min hanesachim, except for the wine, that was the Rambam we saw yesterday in the Minchas Chinuch. The Rambam is mechalik between somebody who's misnadev yayin. You just bring wine as a special present that needs salt with it, because that's a carbon. Nesachim, the wine that's brought with a carbon ola and a carbon shlamim, that does not need to be salted, because that's not a separate carbon. Vehadam, no salting in the dam. Vehaitzim, and the wood that is brought in the base of Mikdash to be burned on the fires. V'davar zeh kabbalah ve'in lo mikra. And this is a kabbalah that we have. There's no specific pasuk that tells us. V'yimavar v'hikra b'lo melach, as we alluded to before, if somebody is makru without salting, ha'karben kasher v'nirtza. Generally, he violates the isadaraisa, and he gets malchus, but the carbon is kasher, v'nirtza, and it is meratze. This might relate to the sugya of the Torah tells you not to do something. Does it work if you do it? Kol misal David Rachman lo seven. Yavin mahani, yavin lo mahani. The Gemara is the first couple of daf in Maseches Temura. But here it might be, he did the actual avoda. He did the avoda b'di'eved without salting, so it's still going to be kosher. Except chutz min ha'mincha she'melech ma'akva, except for the mincha that melech is ma'akivit, and that is what the how we explain from the Briska Rav. You might have just said without the Briska Rav, it's just Shana Kasav La'akiv. Only here by Mincha does it have two psukim talking about Melach, but the Briska Rav gave it a little more lundis. If you look in Rav Asher Weiss, in the Minchas Asher on this Parsha in Simon Gimel, he has the following Chakira. He says, regarding the mitzvah of Malicha, and he's going to relate it to the Griz, when we say a carbon has to be salted, does that mean that that is part of the Hechsher carbon? That, in order to make a carbon kosher, part of the definition of the carbon is to salt it, but it's not that the salt has any independent status. Or do we say that no, there's a special din, the Torah's Mechadish, that the salt has to be hukrav? How is it hukrav? With the carbon. But there's a din hakrava on the melach itself. So what do we say? He says, Rabbi Yosef Engel already has his hakira and the Mikdash David talks about it. So he says on the one hand, you might say the pasuk sounds like that your makriv is a din haktara on the melach. I'll call karboncha takriv melach. The Rabbam, right here in the Mitzvah Asei Samach Beis, lahakriv melach, I'll call karbon. The focus is on the melach. Masha'enkin, if you look at some other lashonos, if you look in the Rambam, in the short minyan of mitzvahs, limloach kol karbon. To salt the karbon. Doesn't sound like the salt has its own independent status. So he has that chakir. He says, l'chora, a raya brura would be from the Gemara Mesechus Zvachim Daf Kufches, where the Gemara says, what if a piece of salt fell off the mizbeach as the karbon is burning? Some salt fell off. The halach is you got to pick up the salt and put it back on. This is lachora, that's a raya brewer. It's a clear raya that there's a din haktara on the salt. If it's just a din in salting the carbon, so if a little salt falls off after you salt it, what's the big deal? So it must be that it's a din in the haktara of the salt itself. But then he says, intellectual honesty, maybe not. He says, maybe no, it's a din in salting the carbon. But once you salt the carbon, the salt becomes part of the carbon. So Mamela, if it falls off, you have to put it back on. Not Petoras Melach, but Petoras, part of the carbon. Just like if a piece of busser fell off, you have to put it back on. A piece of salt, but not because it's salt anymore, but because it's part of the carbon. That's his Chakira. But then he suggests, maybe that's what the Griz has in mind. The Griz just said that there are two dinim, what we started off with, two dinim of salting. There's a salting, like to explain the Rambam, there's a general mitzvah of Kal Torah Kula salting, and then there's a special din of salting the mincha. Says the Minchas Asher, maybe the lumdus behind the lumdus of the Briska Rav is the general mitzvah of salting the carbon mincha, which is counted, salting any carbon which is counted separately. That's a din that the melach has to be hukrav. Haktaras ha-melach, that's the din. But that doesn't go part become part of the definition of haksharas karban. Mashaki, in the second din of mincha, not only is there a general din to burn the melach, but burning the melach is as part of the definition of the karban mincha. That's why it's ma'akev, and that's why it shouldn't be counted separately, according to the Rambam's attack on the Bahag, but this lumdis connects to the Briska Rav. That was what the Menachas Asa suggests, to take the Briska Rav one step further. Near the host of Al-Dvar, the Shnei Mitzvahs Elu, Shnei Kedarim Shonim Heim, the Mitzvah Klal is Yaakov as HaMelech Ima Karbanis, Lefichach Mistavr She Mitzvah Bifnei Atzmahi, Ki Ein Mitzvah Zu Letikin HaKarban Vashlamasa. The general mitzvah is not fixing and creating the karban. Ach Malichas HaMincha, Tikun Mincha Hi, O Mishem Kach, Eini Mitzvah Bifnei Atzma, Ela Chelek Mi Mitzvahs HaMincha. And that is why it's going to be Ma'akev if it is not brought. Very good. Weiter. Says the Chinuch finishing up, Venuheges Bizman Habayis Bezichrei Kehuna. This mitzvah applies to all Meo Kahanim, as we said yesterday, they're the ones doing the Avoda. The overall Zeveker of Mincha O Karban Belo Melach, Klal Bitel Asay. And if somebody violates the Mevatel Yasei V'Ochu over Alav, also violate the Losa Asay from yesterday, Dechsev Losasris Melach V'Chulu. If you look in the Mitzvah HaMelach, he also connects this last issue to what we have been talking about. Kedizor do it. So we mentioned in O's test, the Minchas Chinuch discusses stiras in the Rambam and Gemaras and Brises whether a Zar could do it or not. The Ramban al Torah seems to say a Zar could even do a Lachadchila, but the Minchas Mitzvah HaMelech says maybe these two aspects, these two dinim of the Briska Rav, that would determine whether a Zar could do it. If it's a din of avoda. You have to be makter the melach. It's a mitzvah that applies to all karbanis. Maybe you can't do it. It's a din avoda, and you would need a kohen. But if it's a din of just hechsher mincha, so there are many things that make a mincha kasher: the belila, the yitzika, and a lot of those we know a zar could do. So too, maybe a zar could do it, and that's how maybe he tries to explain the steers in the Rambam. One place the Rambam is talking about the element of the mitzvah that applies to all karbanis, and the other one he's talking about the element of the mitzvah that applies specifically to karban mincha. Related to this mitzvah is the halacha, quoted in Shulchan Aruch, of having salt on the table. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin, in Arachayim, Lo yivtzad sheyaviu lefanei melech oliftan. You shouldn't make hamotzi unless there is salt there. But the Shulchan Aruch says, that's only in the olden days, where the pas didn't taste good. But nowadays, if the pas is nikia and mutubel's batavlin, and it's already wonderfully salted, you don't have to wait, just make hamotzi. But the Ramah says, no. Mikol makom mitzvah lahavi al kol shulchan melach kodem sheyivsa. Why? Because it doesn't have to do with just tasting good. Ki ha-shulchan domeh l'mizbeach v'ha'achila k'karban. The table is like a mizbeach and the eating is like a karban. V'nemra al kol karban chatak r'melach. Pasuk's quoted in Shulchan Aruch in the Ramah. And therefore, you should always have salt on the table. V'hu megin min ha-peronis. And the Ramah adds, it protects from peronis. What does that mean? There's a medrash. The Mishnah Berurah quotes it, but it's really quoted in Tosfos and Brachas Daf Mem, where the Tosfos quotes the medrash as saying that when Bnei Yisrael are sitting and waiting to eat, well, let's say there are 10 people washing. So I wash and I'm sitting, I'm waiting. So what's going on? We're being mevata. We're not doing anything. We're not doing mitzvahs. We're just sitting there doing nothing. So the sata can be makatreg. Kishay Yisrael, Yoshvinu Mamtina Zalzeh, Achi Yitlu Yideyem, Vehem Belo Mitzvahs, Hasatan Mekatreg Aleyhem. Ubris Melach Megat Aleyhem. So what saves them? The salt on the table. The salt on the table. Kodesh Baruch Hu sees the salt. Bris Melach, that protects us and that saves us. Right? That is the medrash. But based on this idea of the table being the Mizbeach and the Achila being the Karban, the Mishnah Berurah adds, and other posts can add, that we have to treat the table properly. The Sha'atzion quotes in Os Chavav, you shouldn't kill bugs at the table, because it's like a Mizbeach. And just maybe shoo the bugs away and kill us somewhere else. The Aruch HaShulchan says, we shouldn't do any Dvarim Bezuyim, or discuss any Dvarim Bezuyim at the table. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, V'chein Oagim Kol Yirei Elokim, V'yazor LaRokin Al HaShulchan, like we saw, V'chein Lasos Bo Davar Ma'us, L'fi Shenimshal L'mizbeach, V'ksiv Zeh HaShulchan Asher L'fnei Hashem. And the Magen Avraham says, Tolo Dabar V'divrei Torah, Milei Shei Batel, V'tov Mishneim, Shalom L'hafzik Klal. Okay, but that's the mitzvah of, and the halacha, of always having salt on the table. Some suggested that maybe that's why the Ramah writes in Hilchas Pesach that one does not need to dip the matzah in the salt the first night. Why? Maybe it could be, because some say it's because of the Chavivas HaMitzvah, you want to taste just the plain matzah. But others say maybe it's connected to this Ramah, that is based on Shimur, Megim and Aparanis, and on the Nilel Pesach is Lel Shimur. So you don't need that Shimur. So that is the suggestion, but that's what the Ramah says. If you look at the Minchas Chinuch, which is the last couple of points, in Os Yud, he talks about what if somebody doesn't have salt? Should he bring the carbon anyway? To still a mitzvah, I say to bring the carbon. You're violating Asay and Alos. I say the halacha is no. You're not allowed to bring it. Because we even say, Ein Asay Doch Alos Asay in the Beis HaMikdash. So surely, not bringing a carbon without salt is an Asay and Alos Asay. So surely you don't say, Ein Asay Doch Alos Asay Vi Asay. You don't say that anywhere, especially in the Beis HaMikdash. Then he talks about also, it would be a mitzvah Habab Aveira potentially, which hopefully we'll have a point to talk about at some point in the future. In the next paragraph, in Os Yud Aleph, he mentions that the Ra'ah in the Bedek Abayis, the Bedek Abayis is the Sefer of the Ra'ah on Yoredeya, different topics in Yoredeya. In the Ra'ah, he writes there that not only does the part that is going up on the Mizbeach need to be salted, the Gam Chelek Sha'ochlim HaKorne V'Abayim Shrichim Melech Mimitzvazu, but HaKol Karban Chatak HaMelech, that's even the part that you eat. That's what the Ra'ah holds. The Mishmar Sabai is the Rashba. Says, what are you talking about? It's only what's Ola Le'ishim. So the Minchas Chinuch points out that it's interesting that if the author of the Sefer HaChinuch is the Ra'ah, he doesn't mention it here. This is one of the 15 proofs that if you look back in the Chelek Aleph of this Minchas Chinuch that we spoke about in the introduction shiur, it's many, many proofs that the Sefer HaChinuch was probably not written by the Sefer HaChinuch. Maybe it was by the Rav Aaron Alevi, the Ra'ah. Maybe it was written by his brother, Rav Pinchas Alevi. But pashtus, there are some stiras, and besides the stiras, there are just some omissions that don't make sense. If you feel the mitzvah includes the Bible meaning it, then you should have mentioned it here. He mentions many other details. Why doesn't he mention that? That's an Os Yud Aleph. And finally, in the last paragraph, the Menachas Sadeh discusses, are you allowed to use sugar instead of salt? Is sugar a type of salt, but just sweeter? See, quotes the halachas ketanos, that you could mutter lemoach karbanim sukar, to whom in melach avabishu matok. And he writes, it's also a pri. Get into the halachas, not for now. What bracha do you make on sugar cane? Is it a pri? Is it from the hadama? That's a discussion we had back in Maseches Brachas, but that is an interesting discussion that the Minchas Chana brings up, sugar instead of salt. Okay, that takes care of the two mitzvahs of salting the karban and not bringing a karban without salt, and then we get back to other karbanos in the coming days.